All right, and it's time for Stranded here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, which has recently moved to this time slot from Monday mornings, where I've been on air at 11 a.m. Mondays for the last year and about a year and a half. And I've moved to this time slot, which is really exciting, to play music from the other side of the world to a whole new listenership. And hopefully some of you folks from Monday mornings are listening now. You've discovered where I am. And online, wherever you are in the world, of course. And you can download podcasts of the show if you go to Google and type in Oz Stranded. That's OzStranded. And if you're a new listener, you've got a whole year and a half worth of podcasts there. And what I do is play older Australian music to start with, segue into fresh tracks from Australia, and then I always spend the last little while playing great Canadian music, new music I'm discovering, being new in the country, and typically focus on local acts because I try to get out and about and meet some of the fantastic musicians here in the city. And tonight I'm actually going to be chatting live on air with a woman from the Portland Hotel Society who will be telling us about an event, fundraising event that's happening tonight here in Vancouver. And there's a local band called Los Furios playing that. And so Kaylin from that organisation will be calling through between now and 7:30. I was just saying hello to Nadwa here in the hall as he passed through on his way out. And he looked at me and he said, doesn't look like it's all that warm outside because I'm still wearing this sort of long sleeve thermal gear, but it's actually warm. It's sunny. So I'm going to play for you a song called Sunshine to start off with because we are breaking out of that winter blues. So let's play a song by a band called 78 Saab. They're from Canberra, Australia. This band's close to my heart because I'm from Canberra myself. This band formed in the summer of 1995, and they're just an extraordinary rock pop band. They're just a great quality band. The name 78 Saab came about through Ben Nash, the singer. He says here on their site, I used to own a 1978 Saab, which I bought off my grandparents for around $1,000 when I was at university. Anyway, we entered a band competition, and we had about 3 hours to come up with a name. 78 Saab got thrown in the ring, and for better or for worse, we're stuck with that name. They're a brilliant band, and I'm going to play you the stunning song here called Sunshine. I hope you enjoy it. Hope it lifts your spirits on this long weekend, and hope you're feeling good about the sun that's out there now in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed that little burst of sunshine there. The band 78 Saab with the song Sunshine from their first album. And I'm so inspired hearing that band again after many years from my hometown. I thought I'd actually play three more tracks. They've put out four albums now, so I'll play one song from each album. That was Sunshine. And now you're going to hear No Illusions from their second album. This is 78 Saab from Canberra, Australia.
Ever since I got Netflix, I've been able
to... I'm under no illusions now. How can I see when I am blind to all the same old faults now? Too far for that now. Oh, I can waste all day. Oh, I can waste all day. Waste all day. Feel the first rays on you.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks for listening. We just heard their little feature on the Australian band 78 Saab. I played you a song from each of their four albums. They've been around since the mid-90s from Canberra, Australia, and they won a band competition there and just shot off straight away. Eventually moved to Sydney, as most bands from Canberra do, to really make it career-wise, and just still putting out good, really good quality music, sort of. Again, I don't know, I think there's some quality that you'd hear on a Wilco album there, like some really strong singles. So that was 78 Saab. I'll just little bit of something here off their website and their bio. It's a very apt description. You won't see 78 Saab doing DJ sets, and they probably won't feature in an ad for hair product. But they do know where the best pubs in Australia are, can tell you who played hooker for Newtown in 1981, and will fight you if you badmouth their favourite band. They can also write a bloody good song, and I tend to agree. So that's 78 Saab from Canberra, are currently based in Sydney. And speaking of Sydney, if you happen to have been, will be in Sydney on June 3rd at the Sandringham Hotel, you'll hear the next three bands. I think I'm going to do this quite frequently now, as I'm sort of scanning to see what, you know, what bands are playing where and what venues in Sydney or Melbourne, and then playing you the three bands in a row here, just to give you an idea of what you might see if you were out and about on a night, a sunny, a warm night in Sydney, walking around looking for music. You might hear these three bands. First up, Nunchucker Superfly, then the New Christ, and Hoss are the headliners for this band, for this night of bands. Three really great rock bands from Australia. So let's start off with Nunchucker Superfly, one of my favourites, a side project of the Hard-Ons. Really awesome, very different and angular type music here. Don't have huge appeal, but for the people who who've seen this band live, it's pretty much life changing. Here's Nunchucker Superfly. We'll be right back.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here live until 7:30 p.m. Vancouver time. And you might be listening live anywhere in the world on the internet. And don't forget, go to Google and type Oz Stranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, into Google, and you'll find the show blog with podcasts, set lists, and videos. Three bands there I played that you would hear if you were in Sydney on June 3rd. If you happen to be hopping on a plane between now and then and you're interested in rock and roll, you'd catch those three bands playing at the Sandringham Hotel. At the top was Nunchucker Superfly with the track Hot Enough For You. Secondly, with Rob Younger with his band The New Christ, and the track was We Got This, which was a punishing track, the first track off the 2001 album called We Got This. So it played the track called We Got This, the album track. And finally was Hoss, a real rockin' band there from Melbourne. And that's a song called Jack of Grubs. It's the A-side to an old 7-inch single I actually dug up here in the archives at CITR from the album Bring On The Juice. That's Hoss. And all three of those bands are playing on the same bill in Sydney in about a week's time. So that's an example of some music you'd hear in Sydney. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Moving on to a different city of Brisbane. I received in my inbox awesome sampler here, a bunch of MP3s from a project called Sounds Like Brisbane. And I played a regurgitator track last week, and I'll play a couple more this week. It's basically a good, 17 tracks here from the Brisbane independent music scene. It's sort of like a conglomerate. Sounds Like Business it brings together all of the indie labels under one banner. 17 independent labels, and I guess each label has one song represented on the compilation. What a fantastic idea. So I'm going to play you three tracks from that. So Brisbane, the capital of the state, Sunshine State, which is actually quite fitting because we started the show with the song Sunshine, talking about how it's returned finally to this part of the world. This is a band called I Heart Hiroshima. And I'm going to play you the track called Washed Up. It's on Valve Records, a Brisbane independent label. Hope you enjoy it. Coming up soon, I'm talking to actually Kaylin from the Portland Hotel Society about the fundraiser that's happening tonight at the Rickshaw. So stay tuned for that. It should be coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
We no air to breathe. So won't you come out, won't you come out, won't you come out the back? So won't you come out, won't you come out, won't you come out the back? So won't you come out, won't you come out, won't you come out the back? So won't you come out, won't you come out, won't you come out the back? Cause I can do more.
the secrets we keep. But why lies that we say? Oh dear, I sometimes feel this way. It's us against the world. Oh, oh, the souls I've burned, the muddy prints I've laid. Oh dear, I'm still holding my breath from your lover's escapade.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back live here on CITR 101.9 FM, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and you just heard three tracks there from the Sounds Like Brisbane compilation. We heard I Heart Hiroshima, My Fiction, and finally the band The Medics from Northern Queensland, who've relocated to Brisbane. So really interesting, fresh music from the Sunshine State. Now, I'm just about to be joined by Kaylin C. She is a hardworking person from the Portland Hotel Society. They are a visionary social service agency here doing some excellent work in the downtown east side. And Carolyn's going to be talking about the annual second annual Rocker for Street Soccer event that's happening at the Rickshaw Theatre tonight. Is to raise money for the homeless soccer team to send them to the Homeless World Cup. There's going to be some live music and all sorts of things. So we're going to see if I can patch Carolyn through now. Hello, Carolyn, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, this is Matt. On the show, you're live on air.
Hi, I'm live now?
Yes, you are, yep.
Woo!
Okay, so Carolyn, thanks so much for calling. You work for the Portland Hotel Society, and for new listeners, can you tell them, you know, a little bit about what you guys do down in the downtown east side?
Okay, so I can't hear you very well, so it's kind of loud here at the moment, but was the question, what exactly does the PHS do in the downtown east side?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Okay. The PHS is a nonprofit society that works for people that experience marginalization or stigmatization in the downtown east side, so we do a lot of housing, we do a lot of treatment and detox, we've got a safe injection clinic. We really try to create spaces where people can heal from possible life traumas, if that's what they want to do, or where they can exist with the way they want to. It's really about creating programs that fit the people and not making the people fit the program. I would say in sort of a rambly, ongoing sentence, that's what the PHS does.
That's right, really cutting edge social activism as well. And tonight you're actually hosting an event that's for one of your projects. It sounds really exciting. Can you tell us about where it is and what's happening?
Yeah, we're down at the Rickshaw right now, and we're just getting started. People are starting to come in. It's really exciting. We're having our annual fundraiser for our homeless soccer team. We've got the first and only women's soccer team in the country, the Portland Phoenix. And we also have the Portland FC, and it's the homeless men's team. And they went to Rio de Janeiro last year for the Homeless World Cup. And when we arrived there last year, we saw how tremendous the impact was on the players and our players, and we thought we've got to start a women's team. So this year we're trying to raise enough money to take two teams to the Homeless World Cup in Paris. So we're having our massive fundraiser, the Rock of the Street Soccer, tonight, and we're really excited. We're nervous because it's a big goal, but we're excited.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, and we can hear it in the background there. I was just going to say, am I going to hear some bodies landing on some wrestling mats? Is some wrestling there?
No, the wrestlers are coming a little bit later. We tried to stack the evening so that there's something for everyone. So at this point, we're kind of catering to the sort of the after-work crowd. We've got the hockey game on. We've got a carnival band playing outside. We've got the players milling about talking to people. And then as the night progresses, it'll get crazier. It'll get wilder. We've got lots of live bands. And we've got real wrestlers coming down. They were a hit last year, and they're coming back this year, and they're bringing their friends and throw each other around all over the floor. I can't wait, quite frankly.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. I'm going to be hopping on the 99 to head straight up there after the show.
Yay!
Thanks so much, Carolyn, from the Portland Hotel Society. So we've been talking about the event at the Rickshaw tonight, which is on Hastings Street, 254 East Hastings. It's starting just about now, I guess. 7:30 is when the show starts proper?
Yeah, I would say things are really going to start heating up once the game is done, but you can't compete with a playoff game. The city's crazy about the Canucks, so we tried to cater to that crowd too, and we're playing it, but the entertainment will resume when the game is done.
And speaking of entertainment, Los Furios is a band that's playing, and I've found some of their music, so we'll play some Los Furios now. Thanks so much, Carolyn.
Great. Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Will do.
Okay. Bye.
Surprise! Fire, it's the ground running, fire, and nobody. Can- Push, push hard to knock me down. It's got to rain, rain. insult for my constituents to even think about having a homeless shelter, and you want me to have a public meeting to discuss this?
Do. But I'm locked up on that rate of blow. Better not like that. with the rebel kind. Yeah, you're messing with the rebel kind. Yeah, hey. With the rebel kind. Well, watch your step on the rebel kind, and I won't draw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, watch your step on the rebel kind, and I won't draw the line. I got to warn you, keep your head out, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. I said, you're messing with the rebel kind. Hell yeah!
Hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show here on CITR 101.9 FM and wherever you are in the world listening online. Four awesome tracks there. We just spoke to Kaylin from the Portland Hotel Society. She's telling us all about the event that's happening tonight at the Rickshaw. It's a very eclectic event to raise money for the homeless soccer team for them to head off to the World Cup. And the team's had success in years past heading to Brazil. And that sounds like a really fun and interesting event, including live bands and wrestlers. The live bands include Los Furios, and I played two of their tracks. And to keep in the mood of social activism, I played two more tracks that related to that world. You might have heard that quote, the band called The Souls. I played them from, they're from Toronto, I believe, because you would have heard at the start of that song a quote from the Toronto mayor, Rob Ford, talking about homelessness, talking about his lack of seeing a need to do much in that realm. So that was a little soundbite you heard at the start of that really awesome track by The Souls. They're called the S-O-L-E-S, and the track was called Broken Ghost, and it's from the Broken Ghost EP. And finally, of course, DOA, the unmistakable sounds of Joe Keithley there. And DOA, I played for you Rebel Kind, the second track off Talk Minus Action Equals Zero, which is the current playlist album from DOA and still going strong, very inspiring band. So there you go, the Rickshaw tonight in Vancouver, if you're keen, for the show raising money for the homeless soccer team from Vancouver. Now, this album, it's a bit of a mystery to me at the moment, but it came into the station and it's been receiving a lot of play, I think, from the DJs here. It's called The Cyrillic Typewriter. That's the name of the project. A local artist, I believe, on Jazz Records, www.jazrecords.com. It's a promo-only copy. It's in cardboard here. No liner notes. So I'm very curious what this is like. So I'm going to play you track 6 from the Cyrillic Typewriter. This will be very interesting. So we're in the Canadian part of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
Thank you. white and brown like the monk was there.
Rock.
Something out before you kill me. Oh, in June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me?
And we're back on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver and Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. We're almost out of time. We heard there the Oh Wells from the EP that we love with I Hate the Sun. And that's a nice, well, it's a counterpoint to Sunshine, the song we started with at the start of the show at 6 o'clock. Now we're almost done, and I wanted to actually get to, well, hang on. Also, we heard in that set, the Cyrillic Typewriter. Very interesting band here from Vancouver. And this CD has just come into the station, received a lot of play already. And I know very little about it, but it's certainly very interesting. Now, I went and saw the Chains of Love the other night, an extraordinary band here in Vancouver. They've just popped out of nowhere. Seemingly, I mean, they feature Nathalia, who is in a number of bands or has been in the past in Vancouver, including the Spreads. And Chains of Love is a wonderful project of hers where Nathalia is singing up front, and they'll be touring very soon in support of their debut 7-inch single. So let's play a song called You Got It from Chains of Love, Vancouver band.
the side of me. We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights, right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really cool stuff. And people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Probably the closest to my heart.
So that's the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here, live from CITR. And you just heard a couple of tracks there from the Chains of Love, who are an incredible band here from Vancouver. And they'll be touring in the States very soon, and also Sled Island in Calgary Festival in summer. I highly recommend you check them out. So I'm off to the fundraising event for the homeless soccer team at the Rickshaw tonight. I recommend you go if you're so inclined. And